This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, followed by a question. So I ask, what's on your mind today? What's the first thing that pops into your head? We have listeners that have been sending things in already this morning. One of them is a beautiful picture. I don't know exactly where, but it's a little cool. Sent a photo of the sun coming up. And looks like Sakakawea, maybe. -4 degrees. Todd responded, ugh. Well, and I responded, that's a beautiful four below. It's a beautiful four below.
Well, it is a beautiful four below, but I'm just not ready for four below is all.
Yeah. So, obviously, what's on their mind is a chilly morning, but a beautiful one.
And then
we have a note from another listener. Said the movie Let There Be Light will be shown at the Grand Theater in Bismarck Thursday night, 7:10 and 9:30.
Well,
there was very little promotion on this, but we had a call about that, and we've been doing a little checking into the process of checking into that. We scheduled the producer of the movie, Sam Sorbo. He'll be joining us Tuesday. She, rather, will be joining us Tuesday. She co-wrote the movie, Let There Be Light. And the film is in theaters now in Fargo and in Grand Forks, and starting Thursday in Bismarck. So
next Thursday? Or today?
I think, what do I have here? The 9th. Yeah. It's today, then. Well, you're right. Yeah. Tonight. Sorry. Yeah. Thursday night, it says here.
Let me make sure I'm on the same calendar as you are, that's all.
The text says Thursday night, 7:10, 9:30, November 9th. So,
the
information we had from the producer was that it was starting this weekend, but usually usually the movies that are coming in start on the weekend. So, start on Thursday for the weekend. So that would be consistent with that. Anyway, go see the movie. Go see the movie. That's our suggestion to you. This is the one that Sean Hannity was part of this. Kevin Sorbo, Sam Sorbo, obviously. So should be good. Should be good. Look forward to that. Okay? So just a couple of things that have already come in answering the question, what's on my mind? I have veterans on my mind. And the fact that we have Veterans Day coming up. And very often, for instance, tomorrow, we're going to be at Village Inn, 32nd Avenue South and 25th Street in Fargo. If you're a veteran, you stop by during our broadcast. The pie's on us. Yeah, we love giving out free pie, and they have America's best pie at Village Inn. It's really good. They have a lot of choices, too. Incredible. And then on Veterans Day, you go to any Village Inn location. Minot, there's a location. There is one in West Fargo. There's one in Fargo. There's one in Moorhead. You go there, free breakfast all day long for the veterans. Now, that's a great deal. Free breakfast for the vets on. So what I would do if I were you is I'd find a veteran and I'd take him there. And I'm also a little excited about the fact that we have a veteran on the program today, 90-year-old Korean War vet, Leonard Adrian, will join us today on the program. Can hardly wait to celebrate a great veteran. So I've got veterans on my mind. It's because of everything they do for us. You really want to treat, go to my Facebook page. Todd, you can share this if you like. It's a famed Ronald Reagan speech entitled, We Are Americans. Only video you would ever need to recruit men and women to serve. Pretty amazing. So that's on my mind. And also on my mind today is the fact that, as we talked about yesterday, the 1-year anniversary of the election of Donald Trump, it seems like it's been four presidencies in 1 year. When you think about the amount of things that have occurred, and I mean, incredible. Donald Trump, I believe, and if you disagree with this, please tell me, because that makes the show more interesting when you disagree and have a different viewpoint. But Donald Trump has endured more in the first year of a presidency. I mean, he is in a battle with a swamp that's absolutely incredible. And if you just step back from it and see what they've thrown at him. And mind you, he still doesn't have his entire team filled in. They've held up nominees. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. So, you know, a lot has happened in the last year, and it's impossible not to step back and think a little bit about that. We asked yesterday what you thought what kind of job he was doing, and he got some pretty good grades from you. Today I'm thinking about, all right, sort of the drama of the first years behind us. He survived much of that. We have this tax plan right now, which is so important for so many reasons. Most importantly, your pocketbooks, okay? The fact that your wages have gone up at a ridiculously small amount, percentage, every year. That the economy's growth is flat. We just, you know, we're stuck in a rut. And we have been for a long time. North Dakota's bucked some of that, but come back to earth a little bit, too, of late. But it's time to return to American greatness, and I think this tax plan is going to be the match that will light that renaissance of the American economy. Not unlike what happened in the Reagan years after they lit that match as well. So that's so important. Absolutely has to happen. It's also important to show that Republicans can govern because they've done a horrible job. I mean a horrible job. Democrats in the minority have done more to stop the Republicans in the majority with a Republican president. It's terrible. So they need to prove they can do it. And if they don't, that party's done. The leadership's done. It'll be a complete reboot. Absolutely. But beyond tax reform, what else do we want them to do? Build the wall? Get that done? What else? I know there are many in North Dakota that worry about some of these trade deals that are being renegotiated that will make it more difficult to sell North Dakota products, agriculture being foremost among them. Does that concern you? So kind of questioning what you want Trump to do or not do in the next year. And you know what else is a year away? Another election. The midterm election, which will speak volumes on many fronts. And, of course, we have lots of political drama on that front in North Dakota. And this is a big race. It really is. Some of you in this audience prefer not to talk about it. I don't know if it's too soon because, you know, if we talk about, is it time for Heidi Heitkamp to be retired? Is it time for Kevin Cramer or Tom Campbell or Kathy Nesset or Tammy Miller or Rick Becker or Rick Berg or one of these other candidates to take her on, take her out. Some people say, what do they say, Todd? I don't want to hear about that. I don't know. I get a sense from a sliver of the audience that they just assume, I don't know, wait till October to talk about that or something. A month before the election. Not all of you, but some of you. So if that's the case, that's fine. But I'm sitting here looking at the calendar and sitting here saying, you know, this is probably, easily, top three, some might argue most important Senate race in the country. Because the Senate's a mess. We have to get more Republicans there, more conservatives there, more, you know, not swamp dwellers, okay? Not status quo. Very important. Who do you want in that race? Who should take on? Heidi Heitkamp. Do you want Kevin Cramer to leave his House seat to run for that? Would he be your first pick, or you like him where he's at and you want somebody else to take her on? Are you happy with her? Is she doing fine or not so good? These are the things I think we need to talk about. All right, so you got what's on my mind. Now Ralph and Gladstone is going to tell us what's on his. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, good morning. Well, we've been hearing a lot about higher ed now and the task force that Governor Burgum is creating. I don't know. I haven't been able to listen too much, but has any talk been given, any thought been given about the subsidizing of non-resident students? North Dakota subsidizes non-resident students for heavily in any other state in the union.
Yeah, the task force is just to tackle the governance of higher ed. So it's not necessarily specifics like you're talking about, Ralph, but certainly the new structure would tackle things like that and other things as well. So that one didn't come up yet, but good point. Appreciate your call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. Let's go.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have
turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSE Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years. And what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Silverware and an engine or something. I don't know. Is that music? I don't know. Maybe I'm old. 20 past the hour. Hi, we continue on What's on Your Mind. Did you pick that up, Todd, or what was that? I didn't recognize
it. No, it's old 60s British Invasion, but
It did sound
British
kind of
invasion
weird,
from
though.
The 60s, I see. Yeah. I was born in 64. Maybe I just don't remember it. I was too little to have my, that loaded into my iPod. Wait a minute, there weren't iPods. Never mind. Maybe I need some more.
What time machine were you traveling in, Scott?
Yeah,
no kidding. They had iPads. It was in the first aid kit, and it was the thing you put over your eye if your eye got hurt.
Somebody give me a Snickers. I need some more sleep here. speaking of which, my pillow.
Too. What time did you get to bed?
I got to bed at a decent hour, but I got up too early. Toss it and turn it. But anyway, it wasn't because of the pillow.
The sheets then, and the mattress.
Barking dog is what it was, but that's a whole other story. Yeah. How about this? I know what I need. Giza Dreams MyPillow sheets. Have you heard about these? Mike Lindelli just keeps coming up with the great inventions. Of course, the MyPillow is the best. And we have that money-back deal that is just fantastic. Right now, buy one, get one on pillows, save up to 50% off on anything else. And the 60-day money-back guarantee goes through March of 2018 now. But the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, listen to this, Giza 88 cotton fibers, grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability, 100% certified, extra-long stable Giza 88 cotton and finished with a satin weave. Oversized with fully enclosed elastic hems, 18-inch extra-deep pockets on the fitted sheet, and a 4-inch hem on the flat sheet and pillowcases. 7 different colors to choose from. What a gift this would be. And you get up to 50% off that and everything at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Lance in beautiful Hope, North Dakota, what is on your mind today, sir?
Well, I'm about 11 years older than you. Does that make me old?
I don't know. I hope not. You're young at heart, right?
I sure am. And I'm also the world's authority on my opinion, and I'm going to give it to you.
Good. That's what we're looking for today.
Well, I think President Trump is doing a wonderful job, and I think he's really got quite a job here because he's got both parties against him, and I think he's done remarkably well. This thing in New Jersey with his governor race, I think the Republican candidate was more like a John McCain or something. And if I got it right, I would rather vote for a good Democrat than worthless Republican just because of my conservative values.
Yeah, I think personally, Lance, that Superman or Superwoman could have run for governor in New Jersey as a Republican and not won. Chris Christie had just been wildly unpopular. The whole Bridgegate thing and his act just kind of wore out in New Jersey. I think his popularity approval rating was like 12% on Election Day this week. Yeah. So it was more about Chris Christie and the fact that whoever had the R behind their name wasn't going to get elected. And then in Virginia, you got number one, a blue state anyway now. Mind you, Trump wins states like Wisconsin, comes within a point of Minnesota, wins Ohio, wins Pennsylvania, right? And you know what happened in Virginia? He lost by 5 points. So that's a blue state. This idea that's a purple state, crazy idea. Second of all, one chance Ed Gillespie would have had to win if he had run as a Trump Republican. If he'd said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to not go there because in his case he'd be governor. But I, as governor, I want to do what Donald Trump's doing for America and Virginia. We got to make Virginia great again. He'd have a better shot, because the Trump folks just stayed home. They didn't even, they're like, whatever, he's a rhino, So there's that, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I guess we just got to keep plugging away. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm encouraged when the left comes off so goofy because people are starting to see it. I've seen it since Jimmy Carter, but that's a different story.
Lance, your point about no president having to fight members of both parties, at least in recent memory, is very poignant. I mean, that's what Donald Trump is up against. He's not only fighting the opposition party, which every president has to do. He's a Republican, so Democrats are going to oppose him. He's battling Republicans. He's battling the swamp. He's battling the entrenched bureaucracy. So
All good points, Lance. Call again. Thank you, sir. Tim in Aberdeen, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yeah, I listen to your show almost every day. I travel North Dakota. I'm up there every day traveling through North Dakota. But, yeah, I listened to your hour talk with your Congressman Kramer yesterday, and it just amazes me the intelligence of our people. They call in and they complain about our health care, our taxes, VA, and it goes on and on and on, and everybody wants help from the government. And don't they understand every problem we got in this country is because of the government? So why would you go to the people that create the problem to solve it? I don't understand it.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point, no doubt about it.
It doesn't make sense to me. And they sit there, well, I voted this way and I voted that way, Kramer always says. Well, voting, you got to do more than just vote. I mean, you put them in office to do something. And all he does is sit around and talk. Well, we can all talk. That doesn't solve any problems.
Well, I understand what, a couple things. One, there's going to be people within the system that are trying to buck the system and trying to fix it, right? So you're gonna go in there and there is, you call your member of Congress to say, here's something government has done. I want you to help fix it. Second of all, beyond voting, beyond trying to persuade other members to vote your way, it's about all you can do. You're one of 435 members in the House and, one of 100 in the Senate. So there's only.
But I believe the American people are just helping them out by calling and complaining and wanting the handouts all the time. And that's just feeding the beast, I think. The American people got to say, we don't need the government. I can give you 100 examples about me and how the government lied and took my stuff away from me. I said, heck with it. I'll do it on my own. I don't need the government.
Tim, appreciate your call. I do. Thank you very much. Jack and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. See, I want to tell you that I voted for President Trump, and I will gladly vote for President Trump again. And I agree with what you and the previous caller said about fighting both parties and the swamp. But I want to mention a curiosity to you that happened to me on Sunday and Monday. I got a phone call. I live in Bismarck. I've been in North Dakota all my life. I got a phone call from the Democratic Party out of Virginia wanting to know if I was going to vote in the election. And so I played along. And I answered their questions. It was a voice activated, and so once it got started, you push one or push two, whatever. So I played along.
Hang on one second, Jack. We'll finish the story on the other side of the break. Don't go away. What's on your mind? Give me a call, folks, on anything today. 800-228-0550.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Cleared the deck today just to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I gave you a few things on my mind. Todd has yet to tell us what's on his mind other than he didn't get enough sleep because he went to bed at 2 a.m. So he probably is not going to share. We have a scheduled conversation with a 90-year-old Korean War veteran coming up at 10:30 as we begin our countdown to Veterans Day. And if there's something going on in your community celebrating Veterans Day, let us know. Very often you sort of hear about something the day of, and this way you can maybe plan a little bit. So if you got something planned, and you know the best events happen in the small towns all across North Dakota. So if you have a time-honored tradition that you're doing in your town, please let us know about it and what you do on Veterans Day and how you thank a vet, okay? 800-228-0550, that's the toll-free telephone number. You can also text us at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. I got to get to some texts. Been busy on the phones here. So, Jack, you were telling us a story before the break and we got cut off. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's fine. They wanted to know, this Democratic survey wanted to know if I was going to vote for the Democrats, and I said no. I'm voting for the Republicans. They want to know if I changed my mind. I said no. Monday, I'm going to fast forward to Monday now, my day off this week, so I was working. 4:30, I get a call, I see the same number, so I answered again. This time, it's former President Barack Obama wanting to make sure that I'm going to vote on Tuesday for the Democrats in Virginia. Well, I've never been to Virginia.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I'm guessing that was a 701-703 screw-up, right? Somebody pushed 701 instead of 703, since 703 is a Virginia. Your number just must have ended up there by mistake, would be my guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it came. I realize it was a mistake, but you know that, like I said, those things are pre-recorded, you know, and they're voice activated. So when you answer, if you answer and talk, then the voice picks up the recording. So anyway, I thought it was rather desperate on their part. And then I'd say one other thing about a guy who called yesterday and said, you know, you asked him about a grade, and I think he, whatever the grade was, doesn't matter. But he said Trump was not his president. Well, you know what? I didn't vote for Barack Obama, but he was my president after the election. He is the president, just like Mr. Trump is now the president, whether people like it or not.
Good points. Good points, Jack. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Let me get to a few of these texts that have come in this morning. First Todd's and then mine. 367-2054 to text me or 226-8503 for Todd. Told you about the Bismarck Theaters this weekend at the Grand. It's actually starting tonight. Let There Be Light, right? Somebody had asked about that earlier, so we got that. Texter says, reform child support and shared parenting laws. Somebody else said, what else can Trump do? Because we asked that question, what else do you want? You know, what do you consider a priority in year two for the president? Somebody answered, what else to do? Reinstate COOL, country of origin labeling. All right. Let's see what else we have. Please remind your listeners to boycott the NFL this weekend on behalf of our awesome veterans. Love your show. Thanks, Russ. I heard about that a while ago. Is that an official deal this weekend? I've boycotted the NFL every weekend since this stupidity started. I'm done with them. I'm not the kind of, you know, purple foam brick, you know, schedule my weekend around the Vikings kind of guy. Anyway, but don't have it on. So
they're not missing much then, but
keep an eye on it. You know, kind of know what's going on. Now, no way, no how. Nothing to do with it.
I'm not going to punish the concession stand people and all the other various support people who suddenly become victims. You're not hurting. The NFL guy still makes his bazillion dollars.
Okay, here's the deal on that, though, Todd.
The people, the concession people, the parking people, all the other, you know, support, those are the people who end up getting hurt in any kind of a boycott like that.
I hear you. But I think, quite honestly, if... say, for instance, there was a massive empty seats this weekend because of a successful effort on behalf of veterans to boycott the NFL. What that will do is prompt the NFL to get their stuff together and actually say, look, we're going to do like we do in every other area of the players' lives. We're going to ask them to stand up. We're going to fix this. And then, long term, you're helping
different, but maybe you're right.
And then long term, you're helping the concession guy, right? You're waking up the people that are screwing up his future right now.
Okay, but the long term, the concession person isn't necessarily thinking long term. They want to know how they're going to make their rent next month, not how are they going to make their rent in 2018.
Yeah, they don't get paid the commission per beer. They're getting the games aren't going anywhere.
Sent home. Well, we don't need 20 of you because we only have or whatever the actual numbers are. We don't need 100 of you because we don't have as many people to cover. So only 20 of you are going to work, and the other 80 are going to stay home. Or you know, whatever the actual numbers are, but you know.
When they start closing concession stands for lack of people at NFL games, the beginning of the end is here. Then they need to wake up. Who's right here? I want on behalf of veterans a boycott of the NFL this weekend. I'm all in on Russ's idea here. Todd says all you do is hurt the concession guy. You hurt the little guy. Who's right? And by the way, I do watch the highlights on ESPN of the Philly games. The Eagles games, so I can see how well Carson Wentz did.
Okay.
So I do that after the fact, yeah, and then just marvel at how darn awesome it is.
Well, I'm still planning to go to Lambeau. We're doing a party bus from K-Fire to Lambeau, by the way, coming up right before Christmas, the 23rd, actually. We're still doing that. The heck with it.
Is it sold out, or can I still go?
You still go. Hit me up, 701-226-8503. I'll get you the info. But, yeah, we're going.
Oh, I forgot. I'm boycotting. I forgot I'm boycotting.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. We're still going to have fun. You go pout. We're going to have fun.
Texter says, Scott, it's not about more Republicans. Most of those, including the leadership, live in the swamp, too. It's more drain the swampers we need.
True.
All right, so you heard Congressman Kevin Cramer yesterday say what? He recounted a bit of the conversation he had with the president recently when he said, one of the reasons I don't want to go over there, they don't work that hard. He said, exactly right, you got to go there. Would Kevin Cramer be a drain the swamper in the Senate? Or you prefer that he stay right where he's at in the House? It's not without risk for Congressman Cramer to go to the Senate seat. I think he'd win, mostly because Heidi Heitkamp is in probably more political trouble than any Democratic incumbent in the Senate right now anywhere. She's in from a very pro-Trump state. She's desperately trying to act like she's willing to listen to President Trump and offer her support for a piece of proposal. She's yet to do any of it. Nothing. In fact, the exact opposite. So I don't see her numbers going up. And honestly, even if she said, all right, on this tax reform deal, Chuck Schumer, sorry, buddy, I'm going to do it, which would cost her a lot because the fundraising would be shut off. Right? Although she's got a fair amount of that already anyway. But I don't think politically a vote for tax reform helps people go, oh, okay, now I can vote for her. I'll forget the previous 5.5 years. She did one good vote, so now I'm for her. Do you think that works? I don't know. I mean, it helps her run a bunch of ads saying, you know, I flew out on Air Force One, he called me a good woman, and I voted for this, so you can like me more now. Texter says, concession guys have season contracts with the stadiums. Thank you. We're battling the swamp.
You got plenty of hourly people.
Known as Todd right now.
Part of it.
Taking him on this one. Here's another one. I have to agree with Scott on this one. If the stadium hurts, the owners hurt. I'd say boycott, which I have. But those players are like someone who thinks they're paid no matter what. They won't get hit till it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
And another says, boycott them. Wake up, Todd. Well, they're piling on you now, Todd.
Whatever.
Piling on, yeah.
Whatever. Bring it on.
Bring it on, he says.
He's I've never been in inner city Minneapolis. Had a gun put in my face in Ohio. You're not going to scare me in North Dakota. Nice try.
Gun and man, Dan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Todd seems to be forgetting about the people that are really getting hurt about this is the veterans and the patriotic people. I mean, there's a few consistent people around, but not as many as there are veterans. And they're the ones that are really getting disrespected about this whole thing.
So the empty chair helps the veterans. I would like to see the players do something to help the veterans instead of kneeling or whatever. Let the players, who, by the way, have a ton of money, do something for the veterans that'll move the needle far better than the empty seat in a stadium will move the needle. I'm all in favor of helping our veterans. Absolutely. I just don't see how the empty seat does it other than showing support. It's too symbolic. How about some substance over symbolism here? And let's do something that actually does help veterans.
Well, then do it on their own time. Do it on their own time. Not when I want to watch a football game, which I don't do anymore. I was a Washington Redskin fan for 60 years.
Wow.
And when they started disrespecting me as a veteran myself, that's when I called it a day.
The thing is, how many of them are disrespecting the veterans? It's not most of them. It's too high a number of them because any number is too high.
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
I hate to punish the Carson Wentzes of the world because a few other creeps want to be jerks.
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree with you. Those people, something needs to be done about those people. I'm sure we agree on that. Something needs to be done about those people.
Yeah, well, and I don't care what they're doing. It's what I think of them that matters to me.
Right. And the NFL is sending a horrendous message.
Yeah. Well,
you're darn right they are, and so they ought to hurt, and unfortunately that sometimes is going to hurt the people that work for them, and that's the sad part. I think you fix it quicker. I also think this is the least we can do for our veterans, that these people don't think enough of our flag to stand up for it, that we do something that says this won't stand. So, Glenn, I appreciate your passion on it. Tammy and Burke County coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Fort Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, back to your calls in a minute. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. And we talked a little bit about the flag code last time Jim was on, but we didn't get a chance to finish it because we were talking about New York terrorist waking up in his hospital room and wanting the ISIS flag. And we said, what does that tell you? Flags matter. We're talking about this NFL dispute. Flags matter. Flags mean something. They sure do. Are you showing your community and your country that you stand behind America by having that symbol of freedom flying at your home or business? And if you have a flag, what kind of shape is that flag in? There is a flag code. Jim, how are you today?
I'm very well, Scott. In Title IV of the United States Code, since
1923 has regulated the flag and its use, its care. And last week when we were talking about the ISIS fighter wanting a flag, and it brings up passion and everything, and we just are taught to care for the flag real well, and there's some gentle reminders that on the fly end of the flag, that's where the material is going to break down first, but it's thread first and it's material second. So if you have a larger flag and everything, it's good to get an extra flag and bring that one down and sew it, and you can wash it, which we do, and then you can condition it. It's kind of like just preserving the flag, and you get more use out of them when you care for them and respect them. And I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm just here for everybody. I just really look back at all the veterans that I got to be around all summer long, and just such special breed of people and civilians who are patriotic-minded and have been so good to us. And thank God for the United States veteran and the spirit of America.
So if you have a flag now and want to, keep that flag flying in a good condition, get a new flag, get it from Jim. He sells the flags as well. And then you can, wash that one when it gets a little rough, get it sewn up, and then you're rotating so you always have flags that are adhering to the flag code. That's really important. There's nothing worse to see a flag in a state of disrepair and obviously need that. It's, many of them are up long past the time they should be retired. So don't be that guy, and call the North Dakota Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, or at 701-571-FLAG. And Jim is doing a really nice thing for a veteran with Veterans Weekend coming up. He has an extra pair of tickets to join him at the Bison football game this weekend, and we're going to give those away at the beginning of the next hour, so stay tuned. We'll have a little contest courtesy of Jim, the Flagpole Guy. Thank you, sir. Always good to catch up with you.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
You know it. Tammy in Burke County, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Morning, Todd and Scott. My idea for the NFL is I think we should fill the stadiums with veterans for the weekend. If one player sits or stands or stays in the locker room, get up and walk out. Stay for the national anthem, and then have them all walk out. Then the concessions get their money, but it shows, how we feel about what they're doing.
Wouldn't that be a
good free tickets?
That'd be a great
thing. Well, there you go. Yeah. That would be great.
That's what they should
do. Like that.
Fill the stands up with veterans.
Right, exactly. You go and take a veteran.
Kneel then. Would they leave us to kneel if there's a whole stadium full of veterans?
That's what I'm wondering. In the face of all of our servicemen, active and inactive, fill the stands and stand there and see if they have the guts to do it in front of them.
Todd is clapping in a very large room all by himself because it's echoing. But
I hear that.
Tammy, good point. Thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. Bev and Rozo, what's your take?
I think this boycott is absolutely appropriate for the NFL, and it's been going on Facebook for weeks now to boycott on Veterans Day. Also, another thing that just drives me over the end are Memorial Day sales. I mean, really? This is a day to honor our dead soldiers and service people who have given the ultimate for this country, and you're going to make out on a barbecue? It just drives me crazy. I think as customers, we should boycott all Memorial Day sales and let them know it's not appropriate. If you want to have sales on Veterans Day to honor living, serving veterans for, their service, then fine. I can get around that. But the Memorial Day sales, I cannot deal with.
Love it.
All right, Bev, I love the passion in your voice. What are you going to do in the way of a boycott this weekend?
I have boycotted the NFL ever since they started with Colin Kaepernick. I will not be watching football. I will not buy any of their jerseys or their gear. I will not be giving it for Christmas like I normally do. I'm done with the NFL. Back years ago when the baseball teams went on strike, my husband used to be diehard baseball. I mean, he would walk across hot coals for a baseball game. When they did that and they showed disrespect to their actual fans, he said, you know what? You don't need me. I don't need you. And we have done the same with NFL. And now it's starting also with other professional sports. There was a hockey team that did it, and there's also baseball that is, a few baseball players have kneeled. We're going to be done with all sports except for high school and maybe college. But, I mean, this is insane. People need to let these players know that you're not God and you don't rule our lives. And
thanks,
we hold the money for tickets.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Free tickets for this weekend's Bison game for a veteran who calls. So veterans, get ready. You want some free Bison football tickets, courtesy of the ND flagpole guy. When we come back.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.